Hey, this is Brian from your friendly neighborhood Infamous podcast, and we have a deal for you. If you go to comixology.com right now and spend $15, when you check out, use the code Infamous and you get $5 off. That's right. When you spend $15 on comics at comixology.com, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. So go help out the show and your friends at the Infamous podcast and get some digital comics. You're welcome. Hey, welcome back to the Infamous podcast. This is episode 147. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
Johnny, you need to learn a radio voice so you can do that, the intros, because you've got the deeper voice of the two of us, you know?
What
the,
are you, like Wolfman Jack?
Or like, you know.
If anybody knows who Wolfman Jack is.
No, like, the morning, like, shock, shock, GJ, like, you know.
That was Wolfman Jack at one point.
Well, you're right, but the hello and welcome to, you know, I can't really do it, but.
Like Wolfman Jack?
Yeah. But I figure of the two of us, you could probably learn that one better.
Hey, you out, it's Woodman Jack.
Ow.
You asked for it. You got it.
That hurt. That really hurt.
Aw.
You blow
Don't have
your
volume up too loud.
It wasn't that loud. That was the volume's not that loud, but you totally blew out my eardrums.
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, I did.
What?
You know it.
Anyway. Hey, so this week we have another random cast for you, essentially. Just kind of fun chatting about everything that's happening in the world of TV and movies and comics. Real quick, we are going to be at Kokomo Toys. If you're listening to this on Friday, we're there tomorrow. Come visit us if you're in the area.
No stalkers, please.
I don't think we have stalkers.
I don't know.
Anyway, so... The upfronts for the networks are kind of going on right now.
We're going to fight the Cocomantis.
The Cocomantis?
Didn't you see the Cocomantis last time we were there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, I have a picture of it. I took a picture of it.
I'm going to go wrestle the Cocomantis.
Nice. Okay, so all the TV stuff is happening, like pickups, cancellations, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the other day, it was in a 24-hour period, it was essentially a TV bloodbath. Where 19 shows got canceled in a 24-hour period.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
So, but one of those was Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if you watched or not.
I've never watched it, no.
It got canceled, and then, like, a couple hours later, NBC picked it up to be a mid-season replacement next, you know, for next year for their sixth season, which was kind of cool. But I don't understand why Fox canceled it. It was a good show. It got decent ratings. It was a Sunday night show.
You kind of said it, Fox.
Yeah. But they also canceled...
Lucifer?
We'll get to Lucifer. But they canceled The Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
And it ended with a major cliffhanger. Like,
well, sure.
It's like, are you kidding me, Fox?
Fox is known to do that.
Yeah. Anyway, so, so Lucifer...
I'm still waiting for the next season of Sons of Anarchy. I'm totally messing with you.
You, I was like that. That
do you hear the sound of silence?
That was pretty definitive the way that one ended.
Ah, so. They could have came back. They could have came back.
So
they did. It was called Pacific Rim.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love your theory that it's Rally's kids or Rally's kids. Rally is Jack's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Yancey were Jack Teller's kids and. They were in foster care.
The Yates brothers.
Yep. All right. So I'm just going to run down the list real quick. Lucifer got canceled, which was a relatively popular show.
Never watched it, but.
Ended on a cliffhanger as well.
Yeah.
Designated Survivor, the Kiefer Sutherland joint.
Yeah.
The Brave, which.
These are all on different networks.
They're all different networks. Yeah, right. The Last Man on Earth. The Mick, which was hilarious, and I know a ton of people that watched. Kevin Probably Saves the World, the one with Jason Ritter from ABC. Quantico was that FBI drama thing.
Yeah.
It was canceled. Rise, the new one from Jason Kadams that had starred Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother in its first season. Deception, The Crossing, Taken, which is good because we might get Rolo back on Vikings now. The Exorcist. Marvel's Inhumans was... formally announced to have been canceled, but
Shark!
We knew that
this
all
May?
Along.
Great News, which I don't know what that was. Alex Inc.
Oh, I thought you were saying Inhumans. It was Great News that it got canceled.
Well, it's funny because it's Inhumans and then Great News. So.
You know?
Alex Inc., which is the story of the Gimlet Media podcast startup.
Yeah.
Kind of drama, like comatized, starring Zach Braff.
And Tia Sakaar.
Which it was not. Yeah. It was not good. Valor. Life Sentence, which is that CW show where the girl had cancer and then she didn't.
I like how you're explaining all these to me because I have no idea. Well, right. What that's any why I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 Days in the Valley. And then The Mayor, which was where the rapper ran for mayor.
Yeah, yeah,
which the pilot of that was pretty funny.
For that.
So I watched the pilot and then I watched the second episode and I'm like, no, this is really, really dumb. It had the one girl from Glee. She was speaking. She was on Sons of Anarchy. Leah.
Oh, Lea Michele.
Lea Michele, yeah. But
she
the mayor was.
Of Anarchy?
Yeah, she was. She worked at one of the diners late, on, like late in the series.
Huh.
Peg Bundy befriended her.
Oh,
for
okay.
like a minute. Anyway, so I mean, this is like pretty big. This just this list of shows that have gone by the wayside.
How many of them did you watch?
Let's see. I watched 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe five at the most out of 19.
No.
So,
yeah. You know how many I watched?
Zero. So anyway, but I mean, it's like, it's funny because it seemed like there were so many bubble shows. Like S.H.I.E.L.D. got picked up for a truncated 13 episode season, which will come back in 2019.
Wasn't that what they did this year?
Well, it did a full 22 episodes though.
Then was it last year?
No, they've done the first five seasons have all been 22 episodes.
Oh, that's
episodes.
Right. Last year they announced that it was going to be a 13 episode season and then they went, "Oh, wait, this is a good show, so we should probably do a full season."
So that's
which will
what
be the
happened.
Same thing they do this year.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But yeah, it's just it's interesting. And you look at so I mean, I know we talked about Inhumans a couple times on here. I mean, that was just bad. Just a bad,
I only
bad,
watched the
bad
first
show.
Episode of it.
You never finished it?
No.
I told you it got worse every episode.
Oh, it was just one of those things where if I didn't enjoy the first episode, why would I waste 6 hours of my time?
I kind of just did it.
I already
a,
did that with the
a
Gifted.
Masochistic thing. You didn't like the Gifted.
I didn't like the Gifted.
Yeah, I
like
the Gifted.
The Gifted was X-Men. Yeah. It was just X-Men, again, except Polaris was Magneto, and the other one was Xavier and blah. It was just the X-Men movies done into a long-form TV show.
Sure.
Badly acted, mostly.
Yeah. Oh, Superior Donuts got canceled from CBS. With
no
Judd
idea
Hirsch.
What that is.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's...
Sorry, but CBS kind of, like, doesn't have my attention at all because they screwed over Grace Park and Daniel Day-Kim on
right.
Hawaii 5-0, so... I don't really care what they produce.
Like, I'm looking at this list of shows that are just kind of, that are on CBS that have been canceled, renewed sort of thing.
Yeah.
The only one of these shows that I even watch is called Life in Pieces. It's a comedy with Colin Hanks and Zoe Jones-Lister.
Oh, okay.
But, James Brolin and Diane Weist. West?
Yeah, Weist.
Weist.
Yeah.
But we watch it when it hits Netflix. I didn't even know it was on CBS until I looked at this list. so... Anyway, yeah, it's.
That's why Netflix is the most powerful network on TV now.
Yeah, I agree. So Gotham got renewed, but it'll be one final season.
Well, it probably should be one final season.
And it's, they've announced he's on his way to becoming Batman.
I was
going
to say,
like,
he's been on his way to becoming Batman the last year and a half.
Lethal Weapon was on the bubble and it got renewed.
Yeah,
but did you hear about that?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So is it Klein? Is that how you say his name?
Klein?
Klein?
Yeah.
Klein Crawford?
Yeah.
Apparently he's a dick.
I don't know. The way the articles that I read, it was just, you know, him being himself probably. I don't know if that makes him a dick. But he did stuff and he apologized for
yeah.
it. But they decided they didn't want to bring him back.
Yeah, they didn't feel like that was good enough.
Yeah.
Which is like, all right, if you
it was more
people-
this. It was more this because of the way I read one of the articles. Damon Wayans wasn't happy with him,
okay.
So he's gone because Damon Wayans is the star of the show.
Sure.
This is not a show about Riggs. This is a show about Murtaugh.
Murtaugh. Anyway,
it's been more focused on Murtaugh than it has Riggs.
But they replaced him with Stifler.
As Riggs' brother. As,
oh, is that what it's going to
yeah,
be?
Yeah, he's playing Riggs' brother.
Well, because they did.
That way they can keep the name Riggs, but it's not Martin. It's his brother, Marvin. So, I don't know, but, you know, that's what I was like. Every script just has a V over the T. It works, right?
Morton.
No, not Morton.
Morton Riggs. He was a jewelry shop owner.
Nobody's named anybody has named their kid Morton since Morton Downey
Jr. But they
Jr.
could call him Morty instead
oh,
of Marty.
God, now you're getting worse. I think Marvin sounded better.
Yeah, I agree. They can call him Marvy. anyway. But yeah, that's an interesting one because he apologized and it seems sincere. And then
I watched parts of the first season of that show, and it's a decent show.
David liked it a lot.
But it's just, you know, I love the Lethal Weapon movies.
Yeah.
You know, even though, like, with your disease, four didn't happen.
I liked four with Jet Li.
God. Four's terrible compared to the other three.
Chris Rock ruins four, in my opinion.
No, them getting old and, like, just, like, trying to still
oh, it's
do
hilarious.
The same thing. They didn't really acknowledge it that much.
Anyway.
Danny Glover's Murtaugh have been getting too old for that shit since 1985.
Yeah, for 20 years at that point. Yeah.
The whole thing with the pregnancies and that in that movie were just like, come on.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Lorna and Murtaugh's daughter.
Yeah. I get it. What was I talking about?
And Chris
about?
Rock.
Yeah, I just didn't like... I love Chris Rock, and I just did not like him in that movie. You know what it was? Is I didn't like him and Joe Pesci the way they played off of each other.
Oh.
Because I felt like they were both trying to just steal whatever scene
one
they were
each
in.
Other.
And then at the end, it's like, wow, you guys are annoying in these scenes. Like, it would take me out of the movie because it's just... I imagine how Joe Pesci and Chris Rock would be, like, at the Comedy Cellar one day.
Right.
Or one night, like, where they're in that back comedian's only room.
Right.
And these were the type of conversations that they would have. And it didn't work for Lethal Weapon for me. Anyway, I guess it ended on a cliffhanger where you didn't know if Martin Riggs was dead or alive.
Well, he's going to be dead.
So
I'm sure they'll kill this character off.
Okay, but so he apologized.
Yeah.
It seemed sincere, but then he got fired anyway. So if you're going to act this way and they're like, well, we need you to apologize, why would you ever apologize anymore? Because it seems like every time someone apologizes, they get fired anyway.
I don't know. He was pretty upset about getting fired.
I know. It's just so anyway. Interesting.
That means he'll move on to something better, hopefully.
Yeah. They haven't announced the X-Files yet, but I'm assuming that's going to get canceled.
Probably.
This season.
I think Gillian Anderson was done anyways.
Yeah.
I think she said she wasn't coming back.
I thought
back.
They killed her.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I didn't watch it either, obviously, but yeah, it's
some shows try to be too weird for weird's sake, and it's like you don't have to be.
Yeah. Have you watched Vikings at all from History, Annie?
No.
All right. So the guy that played the young Liam Neeson on the TV show Taken, is one of the Vikings.
Yeah, I got that when you
said anyway,
that. Right.
And he was the one. He was Ragnar Lothbrok's brother. The one who ends up becoming like
the
royalty
main character of the show.
Yeah, the one who ends up becoming like he becomes royalty in France, right? Because they go to invade Paris, and he ends up selling out the Vikings and marries the French princess.
Oh,
and all this stuff, which is a little bit of a spoiler, but not
right.
Like, it's nothing huge. But he has
this stuff
been...
happen for real. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it happened.
Not,
yeah.
It's like if you really want, if you really want to like. Go look at it. You can just go spoil yourself on the real history.
Go
kind of like
that.
The Tudors or kind of like Rain, you know, those type of shows.
But anyway,
anything that's a historical drama that's based off of real events, if you go and look up the real events, you're going to spoil stuff for yourself.
I will say you need to track down the episode where they first did the first Blood Eagle.
It's one of those shows where I'll watch it, but
it's Hulu and Amazon.
It's in the queue, but there are so many things in the queue.
So, yeah. But so Rollo came
and
back
then
for like.
People suggest stuff. And,
yeah. He came back for like one episode last season in like
season
four, but he wasn't in season five at all so far. But they kind of hope. I'm kind of hoping they bring him back.
He had to find them and kill them, whoever they were.
Anyway, yeah. He has a special set of skills. But go find
the... So that show was a prequel to the Taken movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like him as a young CIA agent.
So it took place
whatever.
In the 1970s and 80s?
I think it took place in the 90s.
Oh, see, that's so, messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you know what the Blood Eagle is, right?
Yeah, where they hang the yeah.
Yeah. So they did this episode where they've done it twice, but right. the second one it was like just kind of like they just did it and right. got it over with. But the first one is just like this beautiful and horrifying mm-hmm. and amazing, like
yeah,
amazingly
you've said that
shot
before.
And it's like, oh, I actually went back and like before I started watching season 5,
mm-hmm.
I just went back and watched that episode okay. again and it's like it's kind of sick, but it's still, it's just really cool, like television.
Yeah.
So
I don't even think it's sick. I mean,
yeah.
you know, different times, different things happen.
Yeah. And then as far as the CW, the only things that were canceled,
they renewed everything.
Well, except for Valor was one of theirs and Life Sentence were the only two that got canceled. And then the Originals is currently airing its final season.
But that was planned already.
Right. That was already planned. But everything else was renewed, but they're adding a whole nother night of television.
Right.
So it'll be really interesting to see how what they do to fill Sunday night.
Just spread it out. Bring another superhero show on.
Well, I think what if I were them,
yeah.
I would air Supergirl up against Sunday Night Football.
To cancel it or
no, for the counter programming for the girls and the women who like it.
And the men who like
well,
it.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I mean, the men who like it maybe may not be into football, but it's just, you know, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
You know, and I think maybe they give it a couple weeks before try it out and then move
it back
to Monday
night. I don't know
if you're
planning there.
Ugh. I can't believe Supernatural got renewed.
if they want to do it, they'll keep doing it. I'm willing to bet that's all it is they probably go to Jensen and Jared and say, do you want to do another season? And they're probably like, yeah, sure.
Here's a truckload of money. Are you guys
yeah,
interested?
Exactly. It's like, I get a paycheck? Oh, yeah, sure.
Daryl said Mark Pellegrino was back.
Really? Huh, interesting. Playing Lucifer?
That might actually be worth watching.
I know Lucifer came back, but I didn't know Pellegrino was back.
Yeah.
There was somebody else playing Lucifer.
Yeah, I mean, they've
had
a bunch of different people play him, but anyway... so I mean lots of interesting cool stuff. The Shield thing was a bit of a surprise that it's only gonna be 13, but it may end up being more than that. And they've said
they
it's
said that
by
last
no
year, so.
And but they also said by no means is this necessarily mean that the shortened season means it's the final season.
Wink.
But they really tied into Infinity War this past week.
Okay.
Or actually the last 2 weeks.
All right.
And then the season finale is next week.
This week.
Oh, yeah, this coming
this
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
The Friday that this is airing.
Yes, the day this is airing is the Shield finale, where I'm assuming we're going to see people, you know, spoiler alert from Infinity War, start seeing people dusting away.
Probably. You're going to see it in Ant-Man and Wasp. You're going to see it, you know.
I wonder if we'll see it in, like, Daredevil and stuff.
No. They're behind.
Yeah.
They're probably a couple years behind everything.
But the Russos said that Infinity War takes place over about a span of like 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah, you could feel that in the movie.
Right. But
it's kind of like Civil War took place maybe 72 hours.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that made Black Panther weird because it said like 7 days later. So, anyway.
I don't think it felt weird, but.
Yeah.
You know.
But Black Panther's out on DVD today. That's the day of recording, which
out
you would Blu-ray, whatever. Blu-ray, DVD, disc. How about that?
It's available in all your local retail markets.
And so you went and got the Target exclusive.
Sure.
Did you open it yet and look at the book?
No, I got it and came here.
I didn't know if you sat out there and just looked at the book real quick.
No, it's too dang hot outside to be sitting in a car.
That is true.
We went from, winter is coming, the summer is here.
It'll be the short summer, though.
No, it won't. Trust me, it won't.
You think it's going to be an awful summer?
I think so, if it's 90 degrees and it's only May. And that's the weather section of the podcast.
You need to make the helicopter sound.
Oh.
There you go.
They're dropping turkeys. They're dropping turkeys.
Thank you, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, Lord. Or I could have been like.
Thank you, Hawkeye. Not that Hawkeye.
Wow.
The other Hawkeye. Yeah. Or maybe, no, or are you Hot Lips? You know, that's one of my all-time favorite shows.
Yeah. I don't know who I would be on that show.
I don't know. Radar?
At certain points, they were all good and bad characters.
You'd be Radar.
No, I don't think I'd be Radar.
I can't see you wearing a dress.
That was, that wasn't Radar, was it?
Yeah. The radio operator? Who was trying to get Section 8?
I don't think that was Radar, was it?
I thought it was.
It's your favorite show.
I said
you
one of.
Me. One of? Tell me then. Jamie Farr, right?
Yeah.
One of your favorite shows and you paused.
Oh, no, no, no. It wasn't Radar. You're right. You're right. You're right. It was Maxwell. Klinger. Klinger was the. Yeah. Sorry.
That sounds more like it.
Anyway. Ah, good times. Good times. So, all right. Oh, so Avengers is nearing in on $2 billion already.
Cool. I'll
which
get my
will make it the fastest, fastest to 2 billion as well as fastest to a billion. Opened in China to $250 million for its first weekend, which
they
is crazy.
They love superheroes too.
They do, especially when they take place over there.
When did it take place over there?
Like kind of in Europe-y type stuff. But because Age of Ultron was in Korea.
Right.
So anywho. All right. So before you came over today, you finally went and saw A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it the weekend it came out. What did you think? What's your, you know, snap? You saw it an hour ago. Judgment.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the, the way they use sound, like not having sound and you know,
too much music and not enough like ambient sound.
Yeah.
Kind of compared to Signs,
mm-hmm.
is what it kind of felt like.
Very much so.
Too many convenient bad things happening, a la I told you the Martian book. And it's like, you know, one of those things where I'm like, yeah, come on.
Well, it started off with a bang.
It's a very watchable, entertaining movie. Just like The Martian is a very entertaining book to read.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that it wasn't, but I'm like, there's too many of those convenient things.
Yeah, just the. Yeah, and you made a good point with. Oh, obviously we're gonna have spoilers about this because it's been out for a month.
It's been out longer than that, hasn't it?
At least a month. How about that?
Yeah.
So. The thing that happens at the beginning where we first meet the family and they're at the convenience store looking for medicine and food and stuff like that. And they have sand everywhere.
Yeah.
These sand paths, which is, and what struck me, the first thing I noticed was that they were walking around barefoot.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, they're going to walk everywhere barefoot?
I'm like, oh, somebody's stepping on glass.
Yeah, literally, that's what like, I thought was going to happen.
I'm like, when the nail thing happens, I'm like, convenient.
Yeah.
Literally, that's the one where I was like, ah, threw like, my arms
it's
up
like,
in the air.
Have they not stepped on that nail already?
Well, because it wasn't sticking up enough.
But, like, what kind of nail sticks up that way, you know? It would be the nail
very,
head.
A, yeah. very convenient
a very convenient
nail.
Nail.
Yeah.
Or an inconvenient nail,
yeah,
as the case may be.
The inconvenient truth of this movie is that there was too many conveniences.
It's like the Goonies, a lot of coincidences.
The Goonies had a map, though. So every convenience in that movie.
But they just happened to have a girl that could play piano. And, you know, it was you know, Data's suit.
Data's suit.
I love the Goonies. I'm just Data kidding. Suit. I'm messing with you. But when that kid.
Luckily, the fat kid had a candy bar that the giant,
yeah.
you know, misshapen guy liked, you know, Baby Ruth. Yeah.
The there was a funny thing there was a funny thing I read the other day where someone was saying how, like, something about Chunk and Baby Ruth's and how he would have eaten them all and, like, there'd be no Baby Ruth's left.
Right.
I don't know. It was funny. I guess he just had to be there. So this one starts off with that whole, like, weird coincidence thing. Like, the kid finds the spaceship. It happens to have working batteries after
the sister who's deaf just happens to see that he's about to fall down with the spaceship and catches it like an Olympic catcher. I mean, I was like, what? Wait, what? She's got superpowers?
Well, she did.
Conveniently, she's deaf in a world where the creatures attack sound.
Right.
So everybody knows how to speak sign language. I mean, there's a lot of stuff where it's like, wait a minute.
Hold on. But when she
This is kind of the, and because you don't like it, this is kind of this generation's Cloverfield.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
So,
because it's like all the conveniences, but entertaining at the same time.
It is. So the kid gets it. The little one gets it in the first 10 minutes of the movie, which is kind of a surprise, but not really, because they totally, you know, telegraph that one. It's like,
hey guys,
gonna kill him.
He took the batteries. You know what he's about to do.
We're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
And like, but it was cool to see whatever the creatures were just come and snatch him.
I was happy that they showed the creatures.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if this is a movie where I don't get to see the monster, I'm gonna be very displeased.
Well,
and especially after the conveniences started happening.
And you had said, you know, this is very much The Martian. It's very much Signs in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Actually, I was having a conversation with a guy at work about
Signs
this.
Had less obvious things happen.
Yes.
Like the glasses of water around the house.
Did you hear the theory that those aren't aliens, that they're demons, and that water is holy water because she's some kind of prophet? Have you heard
that
theory?
I've heard that before.
We're just like,
but that's the thing.
I feel like
aliens,
that's stretching.
Aliens
but
have been compared to demons and and stuff before, so you know.
But again, that begs the question: is why do you come to a planet that's, you know, 70% water?
Well, yeah,
or 60% water, whatever.
We didn't say the aliens were that smart. They know how to make ships that can fly intergalactically. That doesn't mean they know like that they should probably not land near water. But most of their attacking was inward.
Yeah, the major cities.
Yeah.
So.
Landlocked places. They didn't fly a ship over New York City and go, hey, look, there's an ocean. We probably shouldn't attack here first.
Let's attack Buffalo first.
Yeah.
Albany. Let's get Albany.
Yeah, exactly. Cincinnati.
Ithaca,
near a river.
Ithaca, New York. Gotta go.
Yeah.
So I agree with you about this, about the coincidences of everything.
Yeah. Quiet place.
I will say what I enjoyed about this, and mainly because of what we've been doing here the last couple of years, and as I've gotten more interested in like sound
and things
like that, I loved the use and the absence of sound.
Yeah,
and I know you're saying there was too much.
I liked the
music.
Intercutting of her not being able to hear, like them doing that was like, okay, that's cool, but you know,
because it was a great, it was a different kind of point of view. Where it wasn't a visual point of view.
I
kind of
wish they would have done the whole
audio
movie
point
with
of view.
It being from her point of view. Like
with no sound
no
except
sound
from when
whatsoever.
She had the hearing aid in.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that would have made it a whole different movie.
And she had that cochlear implant. Which, you know, like she was deaf, real deaf.
Yeah.
I did like seeing John and Emily in this together.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he had said he'd never worked, you know, he'd never been on set with her before. And here he is having to direct his wife. And, you know, she's a super accomplished actress, probably even more so than he is.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it wasn't like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez or Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner or, you know, these other couples like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Kind of a thing.
Like
I don't think he did.
See, Angelina Jolie directed her and Brad Pitt
in Mr.
In the last movie before they separated.
Oh yeah, you're
that
right.
Was pretty much like, from what people said, pretty much like a sign waving, going, "We are separating."
Right.
Yeah, because it was a movie about people who were splitting up.
The subtext of the movie was, you know,
they were doing it for a different reason, but yeah.
But it was really nice to see that I never really saw them
talk
as
about
like
an uncomfortable set.
Yeah. I never looked at them as like John and Emily. I looked at them as the mom and dad. Like,
yeah,
so I think
no,
that's a
no
real testament
where,
the two of them.
There's no point where you're like, oh, that's that guy from The Office.
But but there were a couple moments.
There's when he's talking. Like, if they would have left it where they didn't talk at all. Like, the whisper was fine.
Yeah.
But like when they have that
when
moment,
they're at the waterfall.
Well, him with his son was okay.
Yeah.
It was when he was in the basement with her where it was what's his name
Sharing the earbuds, like him and Pam did on The Office.
Sure.
That was kind of like, but that was a nice
they might have
like,
threw that one in there like,
that
hey!
Was a nice little hat tip. So, but you can go back and look at The Office because there was one episode where they didn't talk for like the first like few minutes. And
I remember
it was
that.
Like 17 minutes is our record kind of a thing. But yeah, it was good. I didn't realize Michael Bay produced it until the finishing credits, the end credits aired. But you think about
Michael
it,
Bay
like,
produces a lot of stuff.
He does, and
a lot
I went
of
back
horror.
And I looked, and yeah, it was like, I was surprised at how much horror he has.
The remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the first time that I think I remember seeing his name on something horror
with Jessica Biel.
Which
is not a bad movie.
Yeah. But I mean, he produced the Turtles movies, the two live action turtle movies that came out these past few years.
Which I like the second one better than the first one.
I'd have to go back and watch the first one because I barely remember it.
The thing I liked about the first one was the stuff with the brothers, right?
Yeah.
And we got way more of that in the second one. And, you know, as horribly written as Casey Jones was in that movie, I think Stephen Amell actually made the most of it.
As well as he could.
Yeah, because he's charming and likable and, you know, a
Casey
halfway decent
Casey Jones
shouldn't
have been a cop. It shouldn't have been that he was a cop. He should have just been like a security guard or something, not a cop.
Minor league hockey player.
Yeah, like he was a minor league hockey player. And that's the thing. If they would have thrown that in there, that he was a minor league hockey player who decided to become a cop.
Yeah.
I would have been like,
you're more on board with
just
it.
Just totally makes sense that he's like Casey Jones then. But it's like, you know, he's just a rookie cop.
They should have given him Happy Gilmore's backstory where he tried to like, he took his kid off and tried to stab somebody. You know, it was kind of a thing. So back to this one, though. You mentioned, why would they get pregnant?
Yeah.
That was the first thing that went through my head when they did the year later time jump.
Yeah, like a year and a half.
Or they were just trying to replace the kid that they lost.
That's what I felt like.
And it's like, okay, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And again, you know, having been in the room for childbirth in my life, it is not a quiet thing at all.
Maybe it is for Emily Blunt.
Well, it absolutely was. What,
do they got two kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it was a silent.
Well,
she
had three, but
well, no, I mean in real life they have two kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like maybe she.
Oh yeah, you said Emily Blunt.
Yeah, maybe she. Maybe she's done silent.
She's
births.
Perfected the silent birth. Yeah. I think that's a thing people do.
She acted it really well, so I'm like, you know, you could tell that lady had kids because I'm like, at a certain point, and it was like one of those things where you know I've never been in a room, but I've seen like you know the miracle of life and that type of stuff. There's a certain point where when she's in the bathtub, I'm like, it really looks like she's having a baby. I'm like, did she have a baby while they were shooting this movie?
Maybe. So I will say when the kid was being born, I said I wasn't going to look and I looked.
Oh, dude.
And I regret looking.
The worst part for me was the stepping on the nail. I closed my eyes. I was like, oh, no, because I've stepped on a nail before. So I'm like, no.
I'm knock on wood. I've luckily never
sound,
stepped
like
on
you
the
said,
nail.
The sound of the.
It's the squish.
Yeah.
It was like, ugh.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, I'm good. I know what's happening.
Well, and I liked how they soundproofed like the area for the baby.
Yeah.
Which is ingenious.
With an oxygen tank.
Yeah.
I'm like,
who thinks of that?
I would have liked to known, like, and it'd be one of those things where it's like when the Blu-ray comes out, maybe there'd be like a backstory comic book.
Ooh, yeah.
Of what he was. Because
well, he was
like,
some sort of farmer, I'm assuming, like, but he probably has some electrical engineering background.
Maybe.
And he went to Purdue or something like that.
Maybe his name was Reed Richards and, you know. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But no, I thought like maybe he went to college and he had to come back to the farm because his dad died
something
or something
like that. Yeah, and he had met her in college,
neighbors.
And she loved him.
Right.
And, yeah.
The stupid neighbors.
What So I thought the scene at the waterfall was really neat with the son, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you knew the daughter, the deaf daughter, was going to follow them regardless.
Do something.
And it's like, hey, dummy, like,
let's put it's the convenience thing. Let's put everybody in peril at the same time.
At the same moment. I did like their system for, like, the red lights. The red lights was really cool.
Red alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad there was no klaxon, like, off. And, like, so that's what I would have done. When you do the red lights, like, a mile away, like, a beacon starts going, and, like, pulls everything away from you.
Right.
But that seems too easy and maybe might have been too much of a
coincidence.
That
would have been too convenient in a different way. That would have been that would have been real life convenient.
But doesn't that seem like something that character would have thought of?
He probably tried it at some point. I mean,
yeah.
What? It had been 2 years since all that stuff went down.
I think about
they were at day 90 or day 89.
Yeah, when they started.
So 3 months had happened since wherever these things came from, space or underground or whatever.
A rift.
Yeah. Christian Bale as a child knocked an elevator in a pit in London and they came out.
They fell off of a bigger monster.
Oh, yeah. That, see, there's all kinds of conveniences.
Well, so I guess at some point in production, this was supposedly going to be a Cloverfield movie.
And it could have been a Cloverfield movie.
It absolutely could have been.
Because Cloverfield movies don't exist in the same universe. They just have monsters in them.
Right.
Right. Of different sorts.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad this wasn't a Cloverfield movie.
If they would have said, like, Cloverfield, A Quiet Place, I would have been like, okay, I'll check this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Quiet Cloverfield.
Yeah.
But then it would have been held.
The farm name would have just been Cloverfield. That's all they would have done. They would have thrown Cloverfield
or
in there.
Or The Cloverfield or something like that. Yeah. What was I gonna say?
Yeah, but I think I'd like a backstory, like comic book type thing, like they've done in movie and and stuff before. It'd be neat to do that. I mean,
like,
just,
you remember Falling Skies on TNT?
Yeah,
like they did that comic that would led up to what was happening and showed kind of where everybody was.
What was the Will Smith?
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. They did that for I Am Legend as video comics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, it told some of the story of what happened up until the point of him. So, you know, I haven't watched that movie since I've seen it in the theater.
Really?
Our dog died a month before that movie came out. So,
okay.
I got a free pass to see that movie, and I took somebody with me because she had to work.
Ooh.
And it might have been Rob. It might have been Rob. Scandalous. I think it was Rob. And, it gets to that part in that movie with the dog. And I told her when I got home, I'm like, I'm glad you didn't go.
Yeah.
And she's like, why? And I said, because there was something bad happens to a dog in that movie. And she's like, oh, okay. Because, you know, she had the dog since before I met her. So it was like a little bit rougher for her. But for me, it was just like, oh, man. I'm like, and I think because it's not that great of a movie, I just haven't gone back and watched it.
Yeah.
And I only got it like maybe a year ago at on a Black Friday.
Sure.
So it'll get watched again now that it's on the digital because I forgot I had it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's amazing. I have all these written down, and I still don't go looking through the book like, huh, do I have that?
Yeah.
That's how I ended up with a small stack of doubles.
Do you?
I did. I had bought The Hateful Eight twice.
Oh.
I bought Transformers Dark of the Moon twice. Like, just random weird, like, oh, okay. And then I have two copies of Starship Troopers that won't play on my Blu-ray player. I went and researched that you have to put some, like, flash drive into your...
Yeah, you have to firmware update.
Yeah, because it doesn't have... No, it just won't play.
Oh, there's not enough memory
because
or
it doesn't have enough memory. Like, you have to put memory into the... for it to play. Huh. And I'm like, okay.
I got Starship Troopers and it was like $4.99 on iTunes one day.
Right.
So.
See, that probably would be what I'd do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the end of this movie, we have the pregnancy. We have the
birth.
Reagan. Yeah. We have Reagan, the daughter, going down and, you know, into the room she's not supposed to.
They have names?
Yeah. So Emily.
See, they shouldn't even had names. It should have just been mother, father, daughter, son.
So
one.
They were the Abbots.
Two.
Yeah.
Did they show that somewhere in that movie?
I don't think so. I'm looking at the IMDb, looking at the Wikipedia. Okay. So she was Evelyn Abbott. He was Lee Abbott.
Sounds like a farmer name. Hey.
Reagan Abbott, Marcus Abbott, Bo Abbott, and then...
Baby Abbott.
Yeah. But the newborn baby never had a name.
Right. So they didn't have time. They were like, all these conveniences happened. Well, they
couldn't talk.
Flood Abbott.
Inconveniences. All the inconveniences were happening.
Conveniently, there was inconveniences.
An inconvenient quiet place. Mm-hmm. So... you know, I did enjoy this movie. I don't think it's great.
Rating wise, I'd give it a 7 just because the story is solid. Yeah.
That's what I wrote down exactly. Yeah. It's a solid story.
It's an entertaining story. It is probably rewatchable, I would say.
I wouldn't
rush back to the theater to see it.
Well, okay. I think you should watch this the first time in the theater.
Yeah.
Because of the sound. But I tell you what, if I watch this, if I get this on, you know, mm-hmm. digital and I watch it again, I'm watching it with my headphones in because like, well, I have the Apple TV and I have the AirPods.
Okay.
And I can sync them up because I think because I don't have a surround sound mm-hmm. and all I have is the sound from my TV. I don't think it will be as good of an experience with the sound. I might
watch it on mute.
That'd be cool, too.
Just to see.
Yeah.
If it. You know, if the story of
just
it has,
like, turn the sound back on when they're at the
when
waterfall.
They're talking,
yeah.
Yeah. When they're having conversation.
What did you think of the old guy essentially committing suicide by monster?
Understandable.
Yeah.
Because of
his wife had died.
Yeah.
He couldn't have waited like 10 more minutes for them to keep walking, though. I get it. But like, you want to take someone else with you, I guess. I didn't understand the point of that.
Yeah, I don't think there was a point. It was just convenient or inconvenient.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Conveniently inconvenient that he was there and his wife had been killed and, you know.
I would have cut that entire thing out.
I think it was the trespassing on their property thing.
Maybe.
Because the house had keep out on it.
Yeah.
So it could have been that, too.
But the monsters trespassed, too, then.
Well, the monster was going to trespass no matter what.
The shape of the monster's head was really cool when we got to see it at the end when she was fighting it, essentially.
Well, the effect of that they have multiple audible sensors, but they're all hidden unless they open up like sheaths on their head pretty much. And then, you know, getting to see them all open up at once when she figured out.
Yeah, I like the accidental.
Don't spoil the end.
Don't
spoil the end.
So not even about the frequency thing.
Well, you've pretty much figured that out midway through.
But like the accidental frequency thing was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So wait, you don't want me to spoil
what happens at the end? Oh, people still haven't seen it.
I agree.
I mean,
what?
It's been out for a month and I didn't see it until today. And I seen it because I had a convenient time to see it.
So it was, the budget was $21 million. It made $270 at the box office I don't know if that's worldwide.
Kudos to them.
I mean, that's a huge moneymaker. This premiered at South by Southwest. It was distributed by Paramount. Let's see.
It's just,
there was something.
I think like it didn't have enough of the edge of your seat type thing going on.
Well, I told you what happened when I saw this with that couple that was sitting next to me.
No.
So the wife leaned over to the husband. It was like 15 minutes in and she leans over and she goes, "Is it going to be like this the whole time?"
Oh yeah, you did tell me.
And it's like, I think the sound was a character of itself.
Which is really neat. On the Blu-ray DVDs. Yeah.
It's really cool to have that happen where the soundscape of the film, because like we're so used to things like John Williams, especially the stuff that we watch, right?
Right.
John Williams, Danny Elfman, you know, who's the other big not Robert Zemeckis.
Alan Silvestri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like these grand scores and you know, orchestral. Like music.
That was the one thing I would have left out of this movie was music.
Yeah, you had said that.
Yeah, I would totally leave music out of this movie. I mean, you know, it was there to amp it up, but I'm like.
But I don't think it ever elicited an emotion like you get from those, you know, those compare
this movie to Jaws, where the music in Jaws is subtle.
Right.
But builds.
Yeah.
The music in this doesn't build. It just happens. Right. It's like Signs. It's like the music in Signs, where it's like, you know, all of a sudden the music literally was like, this is the point where you should be anticipating something type thing. And I'm like, you should have just left that out.
It kind of hit the nail too much on the head.
Yeah. Or on the foot. Yeah.
Through the foot.
Yeah.
Hit the nail through the foot.
But yeah, that was the thing. Is like, I'm like, okay, it's understandable that you had to have a soundtrack to make some extra money, but did we really need that?
Well, Infinity War only had two songs on the end credits. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Two songs.
You know how they had list all the music in the movies? It was Rubber Band Man and something else, and that was it. Those were the only two songs.
But they have an entire soundtrack of the music of the movie because...
Well, it's a score. They have a score, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think the score of this should have been the
thing that was like funny, because we watched in the last week, we watched Hellboy and Hellboy 2.
Okay.
Just because she wanted to
watch
them.
And they're both streaming right now on different platforms.
Yeah. She wanted to watch them. I said something to her about how, it's funny how Hellboy came out 10 years, 15 years ago.
Hellboy?
Yeah. It was like the early 2000s.
99?
Was it 99? I don't think it was that early.
I'm looking it up. But go ahead and make your point.
They were trying to sell a soundtrack. Like a, you know, soundtrack of bands that you probably never heard of before. And I said, it's funny, like, you watch the second one and see how much there's not as much music in it.
Hellboy was 2004.
Yeah, I knew it was early 2000s. But, yeah, I think it's funny how, you know, people are appreciating scores more now. And don't need sound.
I mean, we've always, like, you and I have always enjoyed. I love listening to movie scores.
Right.
For me, they help me concentrate.
I just like that time from the 90s to the early 2000s where they were trying to just sell CDs.
Yeah.
And some of them were good.
You know,
like, I remember I bought the Blade
soundtrack. You know what movie it started with that?
What's that?
The Crow.
Well, yeah.
The Crow was that first one where it's like, man, that is a must-have soundtrack.
I would think, like, even like you look at Reality Bites and that type of stuff.
Singles.
Yeah. Empire Records.
Yeah. But you got a lot of these. But the movies you've said are all good movies.
Right.
But you got a lot of these just crap movies that had great soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to say probably from 2004 to 2008 was like the heyday of, man, that movie has a great soundtrack, but I'm never going to watch it again. But I totally own the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just funny how they do that. And it's like, now, do we need scores in every movie? No. When it's called A Quiet Place, let's just keep it quiet.
I get it.
Yep.
I smell what you're cooking.
I just smell bacon.
I do smell bacon. So, we're having breakfast for dinner tonight.
Obviously.
Little Brenner. Anyway. All right. So, you give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
I agree. I actually wrote it down when we started talking just so
you
didn't think I was copying off of you.
Yeah, like I said, it's entertaining.
It is. I think this is one I'll buy.
I paid $5 to see it, so I'm like, you know, yeah. So, it's not hurt my feelings any.
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest, it came out at a time, it was right after Ready Player One.
Yeah.
It was a nice little bit of, like, counter movie programming where, you know, it was something a little different. It was
because it's not a
big box
big
office
movie.
It was just kind of nice to see essentially a big budget indie film, even though, you know, $21 million is not a huge budget.
No. I mean, you could tell that movie was done on a small budget,
but it was done really well.
It was done really well. Yeah.
And the fact that this is Krasinski's first job directing.
Didn't he direct episodes of The Office?
I don't think he did.
I thought he did.
He may have.
I don't know. I mean, you know, this was a good movie to start out with because it's like you got a lot out of a little bit.
Yeah.
Like thinking visually and like your set and all that. It's like having pretty much one set was just one of those things where it's like, you know, yeah, that's good.
I mean, they had the farmhouse.
Three episodes of The Office.
Okay. So
he's directed, actually. This is like his fifth thing.
Yeah, I guess this is his first major movie. Yeah. I didn't realize he was in Aloha. Interesting.
Yeah, he's in Aloha.
I haven't seen
I watched it yet. It's okay. So. It's got an interesting twist to it. It's a Cameron Crowe movie. It definitely is a Cameron Crowe movie.
I like Cameron Crowe. I know.
But I mean, it's definitely like a romance Cameron Crowe movie.
Vanilla Sky is messed up in the
Emma
right
Emma Stone's
way.
Really good in that.
Even though she's supposed to be, Pacific Islander descent.
They say like her grandmother or great grandmother was. So it's like, you know, okay.
Well, I think people made a big deal because I guess in the book she's described as having more Asian features. And then you put Emma Stone in there. But it would have been interesting if they would have cast like Chloe Bennett in that role, who is literally her mom is Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't really look.
But then they
would have
said
Asian.
She wasn't Hawaiian.
Yeah, I know.
She wasn't Hawaiian.
Yeah. Everybody gets everybody just wants to get mad about something.
Well, you don't?
Sometimes, but not.
I don't get as mad about that stuff anymore.
No, you're right. I don't. I'm right there with you. Oh, wow. John Krasinski was on an episode of Ed.
That had to be early.
Yeah, it was in 2003. I love that show.
Now it's the John Krasinski Career Podcast. And there's no disagreement to that.
I'm excited for August 31st to get here.
What's August 31st?
Jack Ryan.
Yeah. I seen it
on Amazon.
It looks pretty good.
I think it's going to be cool. And did you watch 13 Hours yet?
No.
You should watch that one. That's really good.
That's streaming everywhere.
It's on Hulu and Amazon.
I've seen Dunkirk's on HBO now. So I guess I have to watch that.
You don't have to.
So I can settle the argument between you and Kenny about whatever it was you were arguing about.
I think it's dumb.
Oh, okay.
And Kenny thought it was like awesome, which, you know, that's his opinion. Awesome. I'm happy he liked it.
I figure I'll just watch it because I want to watch it.
I did not like it. So actually, I showed Angel that it was on HBO and she's like, I don't need to watch it again. She doesn't like it either.
It's one of those movies like Saving Private Ryan where you don't really need to watch it again.
Oh, I disagree. I need to watch Saving Private Ryan at least once a year.
Okay.
I love that movie. That's my favorite Steven Spielberg
movie. See, you should never question anybody who wants to watch Titanic at least once a year.
I get it. I don't like Titanic, and I don't begrudge anyone for liking Titanic.
Right.
Who's calling?
I have no idea.
Oh, I was going to say, let's put him on the show.
I wouldn't do that to somebody. I don't blindside people.
Just answer, hey, you're live on the podcast.
They'd be like, what?
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Peace.
Anywho. All right. So I definitely think A Quiet Place is a movie you should watch.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm definitely interested to see what happens with the landscape of television next year with all these shows being canceled.
I don't care.
Did you watch Atlanta yet?
I watched the first couple episodes. It's entertaining, but it's not something where I'm like rushing to watch it. Oh, all. God,
I love that show.
Right, yeah. And but you have different tastes in some things.
The season finale just happened.
For which
Atlanta.
Season?
For season two.
Okay.
And wow.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. And then Westworld has been great. And if you can catch up, we should probably do like the mid-season,
we're
the first half.
We're just
going
to do it all at once at
See,
the end.
I think there's too much to do it all at once at the end.
Oh, no. That'll anyway. Be one of our two-hour episodes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So Deadpool is this week.
Yeah.
And then Solo. I got our Solo tickets already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you I had like 5 free passes to the rain check ones.
Yeah.
So we went to see Infinity War on Sunday. Yeah. I just went to the box office and got 3 tickets for the 3 of us to go on Saturday morning for Solo on the 26th.
Right. Cool.
But yeah. Yeah.
I start vacation, so I don't know when I'll see it. Sometime during vacation.
Are you going anywhere?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet. We might go somewhere for a couple of days or something.
I got to figure out who's going to fill in for you still. Hey, if you want to fill in for Johnny and call in, email
just
me.
Just have David do it.
He's kind of hard to get a hold of now. He's, YouTube sensation.
Really? YouTube sensation?
IGN,
Wunderkind.
Wunderkind. Yeah. So.
He'll do it. He's a good guy.
I'll figure it out. So
have Daryl on.
I'll talk to you about that after. Anyway, I would have Daryl on. I love having Daryl on. I don't think Daryl wants to be on.
Okay.
So anywho, all right. Do you have anything else you got to add?
No. Oh, rest in peace, Margot Kidder.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
What's there really to talk about? This the death thing is the death thing.
I didn't realize she was only 69. For some reason, I thought she was way older than that.
Just because she looked older?
No, I just thought, like, I always thought she was, like, older.
No.
Did you ever have a crush on her? Was she, I didn't either. No. And I was reading all these things today about people who were like, hey, she was my first crush in Superman. It's like.
Well, and I like the people who are like, she was my first Lois. And I'm like, well, she wasn't mine. I watched the old 50s Superman show way long before I ever seen the Superman movie.
Right.
Because they used to air it, you know, on TV. And Noelle Neal was the first Lois Lane I knew. So, you know.
I mean, my first Lois Lane was the comics, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, live action, I think she probably would be.
Okay.
Because I watched the 50s one as well with George Reeves and everything. But I didn't remember, I didn't remember a lot of that until I went and rewatched it later on in my teens. Noelle was like
the first Lois Lane ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was before, you know, she was in the Kirk Allen stuff too.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
But I'm not arguing with you. I think you're right.
I just crack up. But I'm like, you know, yeah, it was your first Lois because you were young and you probably seen Superman before you seen anything else.
Terry Hatcher was my first Lois. I'm kidding.
Terry Hatcher was probably the best Lois.
I agree. But I think Erica Durance should get a lot of credit.
Erica Durance was a good young Lois. Yeah. But Terry Hatcher was Lois Lane from the comic books.
Agreed.
I mean, she had it down.
Yeah.
And that's credit.
That's a highly underrated
credit to
show.
Her and credit to the producers of that show.
Yeah. Lois and Clark does not get the credit it deserves.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
We should talk. Man, that's a good topic for one day to talk about shows that are overhyped and shows that are underhyped.
Yeah.
Like shows that are overhyped. Firefly.
Sons of Anarchy.
You think Sons of Anarchy is overhyped?
I think at times it is, yeah. Because it
wasn't, I think seasons 4 through 6.
I was going to say, it didn't get better. It just got
mediocre. It plateaued and stayed there. It wasn't like The Shield, where the stakes kept getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
And it kept paying things off.
But I think everybody has a different opinion of what is... what they hype. Like, you hype stuff where I watch it, I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, it's back and forth, but
I usually don't.
We have different tastes.
Yeah. And I don't usually recommend stuff. I'm just like, have you watched this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so when you ask me, have you watched this? And I haven't.
Yeah.
I typically go and watch it because when you ask a question like that, it means you liked it or you hated it.
Yeah. And more to hate than like.
Yeah.
Oh, and Lost in Space is good. Since I mentioned it last week, I finished it. Lost in Space is good, but it's a slow burn.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious to see if there is a second season where they go.
I think it got picked up.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know either.
Netflix decides on that stuff whenever Netflix wants to.
Well, they don't release any of their numbers or anything.
Well, they
canceled
the one I told you I watched about the kids in junior high school or high school.
Everything Sucks.
Everything Sucks. They canceled.
I love that. That first season was great.
Yeah.
So
they gotta pay for the Stranger Things kids, you know.
Did you know Ethan Hawke's daughter's gonna be in the new season?
Okay.
I was listening to podcasts with him earlier.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's how I know.
She's
that.
Like a teenager or something.
Yeah. She's gonna play one of the older kids.
Kudos to her.
But I guess
for getting a job.
He was saying that on
thumbs up.
The first episode she's
on. Does she
on.
Go by Hawke? Is her last name Hawke?
I don't know if it's Hawke or Thurman, okay. But because Uma Thurman's daughter.
Right.
But I guess he was saying, like, he was on set her first day.
Oh, okay.
And there was, like, a movie poster, and it was for the
Explorers. Right, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, oh, I wonder if they did that for him.
Yeah, they just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Well, on that note, if you don't have anything else to add, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/ifhispodcast. Leave a review on iTunes or Google or wherever you listen.
Yeah.
What else? Follow us on the social stuff. It's at Infamous Podcast. It's really easy. Yeah.
It's all set to update now, so it should update on a normal basis, right?
Well, I have to do it, but have been doing it earlier.
Yeah.
So, like, last week I did it way ahead of time.
Yeah,
so.
Like right after we're done recording.
Not right after, but it'll be, you know.
Well, when it's fresh in your mind.
You've dropped the ball on getting me the banners, so I have to make them now.
Oh.
So, although I did have fun with the social. Mm-hmm. So the banner for last week's was not the same thing that I shared on social media.
what the bogus
or with our faces and paste it over them. So, but I think I'm gonna do more of that, where I just take our faces and put it over different things because it was funny.
I'm totally John Krasinski if you're gonna do Quiet Place. Actually, just put me on the monster.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
But
I'm the monster that's gonna come and rip you apart.
Well,
don't make a noise.
You are mean, and you do hate loud noises. So,
especially screaming kids.
There were people who brought their kids to see A Quiet Place.
Okay. Teach them to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, I think that's the lesson, you know. It's like Unarrested.
See this, Bobby? That's going to be you.
It's like Arrested Development, the Milford School.
Yeah.
Where that Buster went to, where children are supposed to be not seen and not heard.
Yeah.
And Buster was so good at being not seen and not heard that he stayed for like 4 years after he graduated. That
nobody knew he was there.
And nobody ever knew he was there.
How did that graduation go when they call everybody up and nobody's supposed
nobody,
to be seen
It's like
heard?
John Cena, right? Yeah. You can't see me.
You
so.
Can't see me.
Well, I guess the fifth season of that's coming out soon.
I seen the
and they recut. Well, they recut season four. Okay. So it's in. So this is totally off topic. So season four, when it first came out, it's everybody's perspective over the span of like 3 days.
Okay.
But it keeps starting over with each episode as a different character's POV because I don't think any of them were necessary. They didn't have all of them on set at the same time. So they kind of had to do it that way.
Yeah.
So I guess they went back. The Russos went back and recut it. So it's in chronological order now.
Okay.
So because I know Angel had a hard time with watching it that way. I don't think she even finished it. And I freaking loved it the way they did it.
I don't remember
the
third season.
The out of sequence. Oh, the third season with Charlize Theron and Mr. F?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
So, all right. Well, that's all right. Cool.
All right, later.
Bye. The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodler, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.